Anybody here?
Gossip.
Celebrity.
Gossip. Hollywood.
Gossip.
It's that time to dish again.
Celebrity gossip is coming up next.
Mm-hmm, I know that's right.
So, Travis Kelce discussed his interest in broadcasting during a recent episode of the New Heights podcast with his brother Jason, where they also explored the idea of owning an NFL franchise.
You get an opportunity to be an owner of an NFL team. You're going to say no?
Yes.
Why?
Because I want to broadcast when I'm done playing.
You want to broadcast. You're saying that right now. You want to broadcast.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
I want to be right here and tell them about the game. The old bald coach, ladies and gentlemen.
I want to do that. I want to be the talking head that calls the games.
Oh, my gosh. He wants to be Jared Pettis. Several videos have gone viral of his girlfriend, Taylor Swift, dealing with a runny nose during a show in Scotland where it was only about 50 degrees. In one clip, she wipes her nose and you can see snot hanging off her hand. Ew, why are people posting those? Ariana Grande addressed the allegations against her previous Nickelodeon employers on the Pod Crush podcast, reflecting on her time as a child star on Victorious and Sam and Cat. Take a listen.
Speaking specifically about our show, I think that was something that we were convinced was like the cool thing about us, is that like we pushed the envelope with our humor, and the innuendos were like, we were convinced as well that it was like the cool differentiation.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it just all happened so quickly. And now looking back on some of the clips, I'm like, that's I'm like, really?
Yeah.
That actually sounds like Ariana Grande from the old days. Like, she was using her normal voice. Andrew McCarthy's Brat Pack documentary hit Hulu today. Some of the biggest reveals include Demi Moore had a sober coach on St. Elmo's Fire. Andrew's wearing a wig in the final scene of Pretty in Pink. Yeah, we all knew that. And Emilio Estevez refused to work with anyone from the pack again after The Breakfast Club. Miley Cyrus discusses her family dynamics during her interview for Netflix's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction with David Letterman at the Chateau Marmont.
I have a terrible memory because I also inherited the narcissism from my father that I don't know anything about my siblings except for the part that I was doing.
I feel convicted. Rihanna wants to actress Taylor Russell to play her in a biopic.
Taylor Russell. You know why? Because she got like a nice forehead. She's like fly. And I feel like I want to be her, so I want her to like pretend to be me. I want people to see me in that light.
Okay. I can see where Rihanna would find her forehead portrayal to be important. Henry Winkler was among a bunch of hotel guests who were evacuated in Dublin, Ireland, because of a fire. And again, he was the man on the street interviewed by local news, and I don't think they recognized him.
When I heard the fire alarm, I thought it was the clock radio. I thought somebody had set the alarm before we got there, you know, like another guest. And finally, I went into another room, and it was still buzzing. So I called downstairs, and the woman said in a very calm voice, "Yes, we're all evacuating. You must evacuate right now." And I left. Firemen are some of my favorite human beings. Firemen and firewomen. They run in when other people are running out.
Oh, Henry Winkler's my favorite human being. Steve Harvey reacted with disbelief to a contestant's response on Family Feud. Take a listen.
Women love a man in uniform. Men love a woman in what?
I'm going to get myself in trouble with my wife, but the kitchen.
Whoa, buddy. Good answer.
Hey, Jeff, I got to tell you.
I'm not going home.
That's about the stupidest thing you could have said.
Speaking of stupid, in a new interview, Rob Schneider, this is our dirt alert, by the way. Rob Schneider criticized Will Smith for his infamous slap of Chris Rock at the Oscars, calling him names.
Will Smith is a Will Smith has been hiding the fact of who he really is, and it was exposed that night. He's really a But I wasn't allowed to say anything at that time because we were part of the committee
that
was supposed to punish him. But he's a liar. Complete, utter fraud.
Ew. Jealous much, Rob Schneider? Does he not know that no one likes him? I mean, he's funny, but no one really likes him. That's it. That's the... What? This is the Daily Dust. I didn't say it was the niceties and pleasantries. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except you're welcome?